Now, at the start of the program today, I mentioned that amongst other odd things on Australia Day, the city of Yarra has decided to give everybody who protested against the East West Link, and I must say, protested successfully, to give them an Australia Day Citizens Award. James Milne is a member of the Residents Against the Tunnel and presumably a recipient of the award. Mr. Milne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. Has
the Yarra City Council rung you and given you a certificate?
Some of our group, yes, received the certificate today.
How many, like, you know, I live in the city of Yarra. I see a lot of people who have, you know, trains, not tunnels, and those sorts of things. I mean, would that qualify you for a certificate?
Absolutely. It wasn't just for our group. It was for all the groups and all the people who put in so much effort into this whole business for the last 18 months.
What do you think about the news that Daniel Andrews, or at least the government, or in fact, really, the people of Victoria, might have to pay north of $1 billion in compensation if the contract, is broken?
I think it's scandalous. I don't think we should be letting it go. I think we should be asking some very pointed questions about how poison pills like that could possibly have ever been in the interests of the public.
The thing is, we were warned. I mean, you may not have been listening, but I spoke to the Treasurer before the election when he was still the Treasurer, Michael O'Brien. He made it clear, I think he mentioned at least $500 million back then, possibly more. So, you know, I mean, it wasn't like it was secret before then.
No, it wasn't secret, but it was planted there for purely political reasons. So, you know, there's reasonable compensation, and I would have no trouble with that, but this sort of poisoning of the well is just outrageous.
Sowing the salt. What would you do with your certificate, your citizenship award?
It's something that just come out of blue a bit. I think we'll have a good laugh about it, and good on Yarra for really recognising the incredible effort that was put in from community, not just for protest, but to try and fix the planning process and be part of the planning process that was so compromised in this whole project.
Have you ever protested against anything like this before?
Not at this scale, no.
No. Do you think it's the role of the council to be giving out awards in an argument, essentially, with one against another layer of government?
I think that the awards are to recognise community contribution, and I don't think you could argue in any way that, this is ill-deserved. It's people put in this incredible effort, which was all about community.
What would you like to see all the East West Link money spent on instead?
I think we need roads. We need.
Right, you've just protested against a road.
We protest against that road.
That road.
I drive a car. I get stuck in traffic. I don't like traffic jams.
So, what road would you build?
I think the number one thing is that there's lots of much smaller things that need to be done first, and we need a comprehensive transport strategy. What was, happening with the Metro was just outrageous, the Metro project. Hopefully that gets back on track. There are much better ways to spend that amount of money, and which is going to be a drag on the community for, generations.
Are you confident that Daniel Andrews will get public transport and road spending back on track?
No, I'm a cynic, so not confident in anything. But look, so far they've done the right things. We, absolutely admit that. We were very sceptical, the day after the election. Let's see them put up or shut up. And so far they've been doing the right steps. So, personally, I'm very supportive at the moment, and we'll try and hold them accountable, certainly.
James Milne, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
James Milne, a member of the Residents Against the Tunnel, also a car driver who still wants some money spent on roads, and a recipient, we believe, of the Yarra City Council's Australia Day Citizen Award. I reckon probably about 30,000 people will have got these, because there was a lot of people who live in Richmond, in Collingwood, in Fitzroy, who were opposed to the East West Link Tunnel.